98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, Megan is, like a class player. Great left foot. She's done a good job for us. And, of course, this extra skill that she has with this long throw has been a real big bonus for us. But, now she's going to be out for the rest of the campaign, unfortunately, which is a big blow for her, first of all, but then, of course, for the whole team. So we're going to have to try and compensate that.
Now, you go into this game, Colin, in good form. It's two wins from two in the qualifiers so far, and both of those coming in away games as well. So how important is it, I suppose, to continue that momentum that you've picked up over the past few weeks heading into next Tuesday?
Yeah, obviously we want to try and get something out of this game, and we know that we are total outsiders. We're playing against European champions at home, full house. They've beaten everybody the last few games. And there's some really good countries that they have actually not just beaten, but really dominated. For example, England, Norway twice, Denmark twice. So they're top nations. So we know what we're up against. And it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for us to see where we stand. But we want to try and get that mindset, that mentality that we always have a chance against everybody. We're doing a lot of hard work, and we need to be doing a lot of hard work. And also we'll have to work really, really hard on Tuesday evening to get something out of this game. But we're prepared, and we'll obviously carry on preparing ourselves. And I just want to have that mindset that the girls really do believe that we have a chance, but they have to then obviously define why they believe that. And that's what we're working on, that we do have reasons to find and reason, and we will have then reasons why we feel we can get something out of the game. So a lot of work and a lot of stuff on the pitch and off the pitch that we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, and like I said, it's two wins from two at the start of this qualifying campaign. But this, again, it's the European champions, Netherlands, next Tuesday. Away from home, they're going to be having a packed house over in the Netherlands as well. This is a proper test, I guess, of where you are as a team.
Yeah, we know that it's going to be very, very tough. And Netherlands have the last few years, been preparing for the European Championships, first of all. They knew, obviously, that they were going to be hosting that. So they put a lot of effort into their preparation over two or three years. And they're obviously two or three or maybe even 4 years ahead of us. So we have to take that into account. But that's the great thing about football. Nobody knows what's going to happen. We just have to make sure that we're up for it. And we've got a very young team. And it's going to be a great experience for the girls, like I just said. But we want to be well organized, and we have to really remain organized through the whole 90, 95 minutes. And that's the thing, when you're playing against such a quality team, if you just turn off for a split second, that could be lethal. So that's where the girls can learn and will learn a lot. And the expectations for us are very low. And I've said this before, nobody expects us to win in Holland. But we have high hopes, but the hopes are grounded in a lot of tactical discipline, a lot of tactical work. And I just hope that the girls can put all their good work that we've been doing on and off the pitch, on the pitch then in these 90, 95 minutes on Tuesday.
Yeah, you mentioned there you've been doing a lot of tactical work. Is this the good form, the two wins that you have so far in this campaign, is that down to the kind of long-term tactical work that you've been doing with the team over the last year or so? Because obviously the qualifiers for the Euros, it was kind of stop and start for yourselves. You couldn't really get a bit of momentum going. This campaign has been good so far. Is that something that you've been working on, trying to sort out tactically the side over the last year or so, and it's kind of coming together now? Is that the reason for that good start?
Well, it's not even a year then. It seems maybe like I've been in charge for a year, but it's actually since February, so it's still in this year, 2017. We've been doing in every camp, we've been doing a lot of work tactically against the ball, but we're also doing a lot of stuff with the ball and trying to improve in that level, because we have to improve our game on the ball. We're doing a lot of hard work. And hopefully that will pay off in the long run. We know that we do have a lot to do, and we're trying to, get to grips with the way we want to play, that everybody knows how we want to play. And we have to adapt, obviously, to certain situations. So we've been going through various scenarios for this game. and hopefully we can then react to whatever Holland throw at us.
Yeah, and finally, like I said earlier on, I mean, this is your third game away from home, three games into the competition. You haven't played at home yet, obviously. You've had a better start, I would guess, than you would have nearly hoped for, considering you had three away games, and to pick two wins from two in the first two games is a really incredible start. How important is it to get a good result here now against Holland next Tuesday to set you up for the three home games you have coming up next April and June?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we really mean business and want to be competitive and want to have a say in how the group finishes and who can qualify. Like I said, nobody expects us maybe to qualify as number one, but that doesn't mean to say that we can't try. And also, we have the possibility then, if we don't finish on the top spot, to finish in the second place, which is, again, nobody really expects it, because we've got Holland and Norway top seeds. And Norway and Holland both have at least two, three, maybe even more players that are world-class in women's football. So, you know, that's a big task, a big ask for us. But these two wins have got us off to a good start. And we want to obviously continue. And we want to make sure that everybody realizes that we mean business and we are competitive. And like I said, you know, yes, it's going to be a tough one. But it's not written anywhere before the games have been played that Holland and Norway are bound to qualify, or, you know, one of them will finish first and one will finish second. They probably believe that, that one of us will finish first or second. So it's up to us, you know, to keep working really hard and keep our feet on the ground and just keep developing. And that's what we're trying to do also. We're bringing in a lot of young players that may not be quite ready yet, but we want them to be involved in this international setup now, that it is then like a fluid movement, that when they are ready, that they can, you know, come in and take their places. Now they're, you know, gaining a lot of experience. What I never wanted when I first started was like to have a kind of squad and a generation of player, and then, you know, try our best to qualify, maybe do qualify or we don't qualify, whatever, and then have to start from scratch again. So we're getting these younger players involved now. They're gaining experience. We're preparing them now for their, you know, big day when they can obviously move into the team. And that's the positive about the Republic of Ireland, as far as I'm concerned. We have a lot of really talented young girls, and we have to work, of course, on our structure within the league, within the country. But there's a lot of talent, and it's not for lack of talent. You know, there's some good girls coming through, and for us, it's important just that we know that we are competitive and that we can hold our own against everybody. And that belief is based, like I say, on a lot of hard work and discipline. And it will obviously continue. We're obviously still not there where we want to be, but we want to continue this and try our best against the European champions and see how far and how hard we can make life for them.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.